What we do know from historical studies, and these studies were done in the 1950s and the 1970s when people were followed up for 20 or 25 years, and what you must remember from those studies is that they were often done in multiple centres. So the pathology, there was no QA of the pathology. We didn't have Ecoderin. So the actual confirmation of the diagnosis of LCIS probably wasn't that accurate. And if you think about pleomorphic LCIS, we hadn't described it then. And probably those pleomorphic LCISs, if they were there, were probably not called LCIS. They were probably put into DCIS categories. So what we base our evidence on are studies that perhaps don't hold true now, but there haven't been more recent studies with long-term follow-up. So we'd thought previously that they were diagnosed at a relatively young age. What's happening now in the screening program is we're doing a lot more biopsies in an older age group, and we're finding more LCIS. So that may be related to the increased incidence. It's commonly in premenopausal women, and many women have an associated family history, like invasive lobular cancers. Elizabeth Klaus from the States has done quite a lot of work looking at LCIS and invasive lobular cancers and shows that they almost 50% of them have an associated family history. And we know it's usually incidental. Whether we know how often it's bilateral or multicentric, I don't think we really know the answer to that, because if you can't see it, you don't know it's there. And unless you do mastectomies and sample it extensively, you won't know that rate.